My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart.
Man, nothing's better than Francis Albert.
Your looks are laughable.
All of our music themed, obviously, love songs, because tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Today's Friday the 13th, tomorrow's the 14th. This is the premier song. Well played, Mr. Tiller.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Well played. Every Friday at 8:30, for gosh knows how long now, we always have our... We slam the brakes on all the other stuff going on, all the bad news, and some good news, and we focus on marriage. Something I've been doing for a long time, since the KRBE days. Drives radio bosses crazy when you talk about fidelity, the sanctity of marriage. A lot of people don't want to hear that. I ran in opposition since 1993 on this to 2010. Nobody wants you to go on the radio. I mean, they might say that's a good idea. You can talk about it. But when you start just talking about fidelity, practice it, preach it, live it, love it, learn it, that vow you took before God and your family and the community and your bride or your husband. Gosh, man, think about it every day. And then they start getting a little sweaty under the collar. Well, yeah, maybe you can ease back on that. And I'm like, no, ain't going to do it. Bye-bye. It's cost a job or two, but it's just something we do here. My wingman on this op for many years has been Robert Kosick, wrote the book Honor the Vow, honorthevow.com. Welcome back, Mr. Kosick.
Hey, happy Friday, Sam, and happy National Blame Somebody Else Day.
Is that what it is?
First, apparently it's the first Friday the 13th of the year. Just happens to be before Valentine's Day.
So
I wouldn't suggest blaming your wife for anything today, otherwise it'll make tomorrow really bad.
Don't do that. Now, here's the deal. We've got, if you go to our webpage, Facebook page, Sam Malone Show, I always post up what Mr. Kosick writes for our marriage tip. This is, believe it or not, number 82. 82. I was out last week. I was at Mardi Gras, so we missed one.
That's okay. We did two this week, so if they missed yesterday's, they need to go back and listen to that, too.
Yesterday was great. By the way, I was talking to my bride about that. Yesterday, we had a special edition marriage segment at 8:45 because of the new movie, 50 Shades of Grey, opening up, and the different aspects of it. There are a lot of people are going to go to see this SNM movie, whatever. And there are some great reasons why not to see it, and great reasons or great things to do before you see it. And if you're going to see it, Mr. Kosick and I talked about yesterday, what you should talk about after you see it,
right?
If you're going to do it. Here we go for Valentine's Day. Marriage Talk number 82. You said what? Five things a husband shouldn't ask or say to his wife this weekend. Where'd you get these top five?
Believe it or not, these are things that guys, husbands, have actually said to their wives. And every one of them except for one, I've actually spoke to the husband who said it.
Wow. Number five, some husband actually said this.
Yes.
Did you make dinner reservations for Saturday night?
Speaking about Valentine's weekend, you don't want to ask your wife if she made the reservations for Valentine's.
Hey, did you make the reservations there?
Hey, are we doing anything special this weekend?
Hey, what are we doing?
The guys want to go out.
Number four, when she is sharing her feelings with you, you say, quote, thanks for sharing. Are you done now?
Are you done now? Yeah.
Gosh.
I need to get back to my show. That was nice. But
that's great. Thanks, honey. Got to go. Bye.
Yeah.
What? Oh, man. Number three, wife says, quote, do you think our waitress is pretty? Husband, yes. Wait, what is the proper answer to that? You're Mr. Kosick, a marriage coach, wrote the book. He's a church deacon. What is the proper answer to that?
You know, I've heard all kinds of different things, and I don't know if there is a good answer. Some guys say, didn't notice her. Well, she knows you're lying about that. I guess the best thing you can do, she's going to notice all the smoke and anything, but the best thing you do is say, not as pretty as you, and move on.
There you go. Number two, wife says, you didn't write anything in the card. Husband says, yes, I did. I wrote, love, John. So he buys the card. He doesn't customize it, just love, John.
It said everything I wanted it to say, right? Roses are red, violets are blue, all that good stuff. It was perfect. What do I need to add to that? Add something to the card, anything. To help her know that you love her, you adore her, and that she's something a little more special than a five-minute park into the card to get a card.
I always customize it. I always put it, when there's like a man or woman on the Valentine's Day card, it almost always is, whether it's a cat or dog. I always put a mustache on one of them and cleavage on the other. And then she always says, you're so immature. And I'm like, I know.
I know, but you're married to me and you're stuck with me and it works.
I put some other things I can't say. And then the number one dumb thing on Valentine's Day, what did the husband say?
All right. So this was a husband I actually talked to, and he had an argument with his wife. They were debating something after probably doing the four things above this. And they got into an argument, and she needed to take a break. So she went in, took a shower. Well, he did what we always advised him to do. He went in and Googled his wife in the shower.
Outstanding.
You know, because guys are in their box, right? They're in the argument box. Now I'm in a different box. So he went into the shower. And when she got out of the shower, he said, "Can we have sex?" And she said, "We're arguing." And he said, "No, we're not arguing. We were arguing, right?" Different box. She said, "No, we are still arguing." So he actually said to her, "Can we at least have sex and then go back to arguing?"
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
So I asked him, I said, how did that work out for you?
How did that work out for you?
He said, "I'm talking to you, aren't I?"
He said, "I'm talking to you. You're a marriage coach." Schmuck, if it was working out, I wouldn't be here.
It did work out. But just to help wives understand, guys can absolutely switch from argument to intimacy, back to argument, and it's no big deal, no transitions, just jump back and forth. Wives, it's all one big spaghetti bowl. It's all tied together. So what I'm trying to get guys to understand with that one is things you do today and things you did yesterday are going to impact tomorrow and tomorrow night. So be thinking ahead and be prepared for tomorrow night by starting today.
Amen. Amen. Robert Kosick, my wingman on our world-famous Marriage Talk that people tune in around the globe for. You'll see all the content on our Facebook page, Sam Malone Show. There was a guy, and his wife was mad at him. We were all out. I'm like, "What happened?" "Oh, she's mad." I'm like, "That sucks." And he said, "How long does your wife get mad at you?" And I said, "Ah, we don't get, you know, whatever, maybe an hour or two. We don't really dwell on things." And I always took a vow never to get mad. I've never raised my voice to my wife. And I said, "How about you?" He says, "Oh, this is day 5. I said, "Holy fajoli, wow. She's been mad at you for 5 days." He says, "Yeah, she can go 7.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, there's only 52 weeks in a year. Your wife gets mad at you 4 or 5, I mean, let's say 6 times, you're chewing into some serious calendar date there.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and if you look at the average couple who spends maybe somewhere between 4 and 10 minutes a day alone talking one-on-one with their spouse, and you're 7 days into this thing, 5, 7 days into it, mm-hmm. What precious time you have to really protect. And you really should have a lot more time than that, but if that's all you're getting, and then she's arguing with you and holding on to it for a while.
Absolutely. And the other thing is, I mean, you're the church deacon, so I'll say it, all the bada-bing time you're not getting. All right?
That's true.
Right? Because you could be, you know, and you start taking 3-4 weeks out of the year.
That's just
wrong. So, guys, square this way. Like Mr. Kosick says, what you do today could affect your wife's behavior tomorrow.
Absolutely. And the advice that, you know, we always give, if you're in an argument and things are getting kind of tense, one of the best things you can do is reach over, grab her hand. That diffuses a bunch of stuff. Or you can do the Sam Malone method and just drop your clothes. diffuse it, too.
I reached over and grabbed something else over, and it kind of makes her laugh. You know what, Mr. Kosick? Life is too short.
Yeah.
And there's too much tragedy in the world, and there's too much sadness and darkness in the world. So if you're going to sit there and waste time arguing and be mad at each other for days at a time, you're going to possibly wish you had that time back when things go south.
You really will, because in the blink of an eye, it's gone. So let me give guys just a little bit of advice for this weekend as far as getting gifts, what they should get. A lot of guys are going to go do the traditional flowers, chocolate, whatever thing. You know, she's on a diet. She probably doesn't want chocolate. Flowers die in a week, and they cost 4 times as much, you know,
they normally do.
So I would suggest going to get something that has a little bit more meaning, something more concrete that she can hang on to that will last beyond this weekend, maybe a little teddy bear. The best thing you can do is a love note that she can hold on, reread some of the things, text messages that you can send her. Just do one every hour tomorrow, every couple of hours, send her something, thinking about you, love you, looking forward to you. Those are things that she can hang on to for a long period of time. So when you get into those rough times and you go and you do those other 5 things, she can go back and look at that and say, okay, he's a good guy sometimes. He just screws up, right? Give her something concrete to hang on to. And it's cheaper.
It's a lot cheaper. And if you're going to do a movie ticket, you go to Fandango and go get tickets for 50 Shades of Grey, make sure you've talked about this with your wife first.
Big time.
Do not sit there and go, "Hey, honey, I got a movie, that porn, you know, bondage movie." you know what? Y'all, that's just a disaster waiting to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, the other gift you don't want to give her is a bunch of $1 bills and say, "Guess where we're going tonight?" Live entertainment.
There's probably a guy who's done that. Yeah, "Hey, honey, I'm going to make it rain."
That's right. I may have to put that on the list.
Oh, that's classic.
Give you $1 bills.
That is classic. Go to our Facebook page and check it out. You'll see on Sam Malone Show our Marriage Talk. Well done and well played, making sure you're all good to go for Valentine's Day tomorrow. Our marriage coach, church deacon, wrote the book Honor the Vow, honorthevow.com. And by the way, all of these marriage tips are now on iTunes. Isn't that cool?
Absolutely. The link's right there on Sam's post, so you can click right to it. All
done.
The past ones.
Done. So you can go listen, spend the, just binge, as they say, all weekend on Marriage Talk. Mr. Kosick, have a great Valentine's Day.
You too, Sam.
Roger that. Quick break. Sam Malone Show, AM 1070. The Answer.